now to Ted in Centerville, Virginia, on EWTN's 1160 AM. Hello, Ted.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, sir.
Carlos, this is my question. Have we always existed, but just in a different form? For example, God has existed from all time, has never been created, will never be destroyed.
Right.
But didn't we exist in God's mind, just like unborn children today exist in God's mind?
Okay.
So therefore, have we always existed?
Okay, very good question.
If I can protect my guest, it's actually Carlos, K-A-R-L-O, no S, Ted, just FYI.
Okay,
because I'm
sorry.
Here for you.
Carlo, yeah, that's right. Carlo. Yeah, Ted, this is a fabulous question, man. It has to do with God's eternal knowledge. You know, the scholastics would divide God's knowledge, eternal knowledge, into two basic categories. What they called his simple intelligence, which has to do with his knowledge of all possible things that he does not will to come into existence, and then his vision, which is God's eternal knowledge and a single act of knowing, where he knows all things that are our past, present, and future. And he knows all of those temporal events simultaneously in one eternal act. But here's the key, Ted. Although God knows my birth, which was 34 years ago, my conception, let's just say my conception 34 years ago plus 9 months, right? God knows my present and God knows my tomorrow in a single act of knowledge. And he knows those temporal moments in all of their actuality. But God does not will that my present be existing, my actual existence right now. God does not will that my actual existence in all of its actuality, including its temporality, does not include my past and does not include my future. So God does not will that my past, my present, my future all exist at the same time in the temporal order of things. God willed my birth to not include my present. God wills my present to not include my birth nor my future. So we can't say that I, Carlo, have always existed in actuality with real being in all of eternity because God did not will for me to exist always without a beginning and without an end. Getting back to the beginning idea, God willed for me to have a beginning. But from God's eternal perspective, in God's knowledge, God knows my past, my present, my future in all of its actuality, but does not will my past, my present, my future to be existing in the temporal order of things all at the same time. So it has to do with what we experience as past, present, and future in time, and then God's knowledge of that time sequence, which is totally outside of time and is eternal knowledge. So in short, no, I did not always exist. I began to exist. But from God's perspective, he knows all of time simultaneously, including my past, my present, and my future.
Ted, I do hope that was a help.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Great. Okay. All right, Ted. Appreciate your call very much.